If an almighty Shog was alive, he'd be hard on the paws of those scum right now. What do you say?
With her eyes blazing hotly through the tears, Triss tightened her grip around Martin the warrior's sword.
You're right, friend. What are we wasting time for?
Sagax shouldered his formidable battle axe.
I'm with you.
Throwing caution to the winds, they lit a torch of pine and brushwood and marched boldly into Brockhall. Through the carnage of the battle they strode, ready for anything. As Logalog passed the trio of slain serpents, he commented harshly,
Your killing seasons are done. Mossflower's air will smell sweet without you.
As Sagax mounted the steps to the greenstone exit, a shrew voice challenged him gruffly,
Who goes there? Show yourself!
The four Gausim guards they had left behind were in a sorry state. One lay dead, two were unconscious, and the remaining shrew was wounded, though not badly. He pointed west into the woodlands.
Three of them, chief. The Whiten and two rats. They pretended they were surrendering and tricked us. Let me go with you.
Logalog applied a hasty bandage of dock leaves and grass to his clan beast's injured side and made him comfortable.
You stay here and do what you can for your mates. You'd only slow us down. Don't fret, we'll get them for you.
Riggan halted on the bank of a small shady lake and sat down gratefully.
This'll do. We'll rest till nightfall. Then even if you still want to go back for that pouring, things should be quieter at that Brockhall place, ma'am. That's even you want to go, of course.
Curda was polishing the crown with some dried moss. She breathed on it and rubbed busily, admiring the way the light caught the heavy gold circlet with its two large jetstones. The pure ferret paused and glared regally at her slave catcher.
There is no question. I must return to that place and find mine pouring. Vorto, go and get something for your queen to eat. I am hungry.
Saluting with a spear, the rat guard captain obeyed. Riggan, the more forward of the two, commented dryly.
So you ain't a princess no more, ma'am. 'Tis queen now, eh?
Curda drew a sabre. Sliding the crown over its blade, she held them both out to Riggan.
I am queen by right on the conquest. If you want to be queen, all you have to do is lift the crown from this sabre blade.
Riggan chuckled nervously, knowing what would happen the second she reached out to touch the crown.
Oh, what gave you the idea I want to be queen, ma'am? My duty is to serve you and your father, Agano. What about him?
Curda's eyes narrowed, and she giggled like a naughty infant.
That one-legged fool. I give him the same offer I make to you, my friend. I will be queen of all Riftgard.
Vorto came stealing furtively back to the lake bank. Curda gave him a questioning look.
Where is the food I send you for?
The rat guard captain placed a paw to his lips.
Not so loud, Your Highness. I've just seen something. Do you remember that big rabbit at Redwall Abbey, the one who snared our guards in a net and whacked them? I saw him by chance out in the woodlands, but he didn't see me, and he's a-coming this way.
Curda's face was the picture of smug self-satisfaction.
I remember that one. Hide now. We will ambush him.